What if I what? So there are two different types of what ifs that can be a determinant in telling if we took action or if we didn't take action, and what we can do to start today to switch those cases around. So which what if are you going to have? We're going to explore that on today's episode. Let's dig into it after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. So we've been preparing to put our house on the market, get it ready to sell, and those of you that have had to sell a house, or even if you have had to move, you know just the energy that's involved in doing it. So I figured, you know, let me start small. And yesterday I started taking down photos from the mantle, you know, the whole depersonalizing things and getting ready to sell. Mind you, we're some months, you know, months out. But I started taking down some photos, and then I looked over at a wall that had artwork from my kids, and mostly artwork from my oldest child when she was in kindergarten and that type of thing. So I started to take those items down, and as I was taking those items down, it was just hitting me just how much time had passed. So we have been in our house for almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in December. And so, you know, when we moved in, my oldest wasn't really even one yet. So a lot of time had passed. And in my mind, as I'm taking these things down, I'm reflecting on all the things that happened, like just in that time span and for this house. And, you know, I thought about things like medical struggles with my daughter, relationship dynamics with my husband, starting a catering business. I had, you know, switched jobs like four different times. My mental track had ran from, you know, the different things that were going on, general to the household, general to my kids. You know, I remember very vividly when my middle child took scissors to her locks. That was a devastating moment. Thinking about things like that. I remember when my youngest, when we first brought her home, and now it was the fun of figuring out how do you manage three small people, all under 3 years old, all at the same time. And but my mind started to switch from that towards some of my own things that had happened, like the catering business, like switching jobs. I think I had switched to like four different companies, four different roles in that time. I thought about how I had wrote a book during that time. Like a lot had happened. And so as I finally got all the pictures down and, you know, taking that last piece of artwork down, just kind of paused my reflection a bit, but it got me to think and really feel proud overall of what had happened in the last 10 years. But as I did that sort of reflection and that, you know, that slight pat on the back of, oh, you know, so much good has happened. I mean, there's been interesting things that have happened, but so much good has happened. What started to enter in my mind was a lot of what if. And the what if that I was hearing and saying to myself mentally was just things like, well, what if I kept going with my catering business and, you know, opened up a restaurant or cafe that I had the opportunity for? Or what if I stayed at that one product manager job that I did really enjoy and, you know, and became a VP? What if I kept writing my personal leadership blog? Just all these sort of what if I kept questions coming into my mind. And quite frankly, as I was going through all this what if I kept, it was becoming slightly irritating, and mentally exhausting as well. But one thing that I noticed is, even though I was asking, what if I kept, in that very thing, I had always tried. So I had always tried for the things that interested me. And so while I was saying, what if I kept, you know, it implied that I had went for what I was after. What I wasn't saying was, what if I would have? And so what if I would have, and what if I kept doing something, are two very, very different things. What if I kept implies that I took some action and I stopped it at some moment, but I took some action. What if I would have implies that I never took a step forward. So in those 10 years, you know, the 10 years that passed in that time, the time in the house that we've spent so far, it's been a lot of, what if I kept doing this? Even though, you know, the action path may not have been clear, it may have been messy, it may have just been an idea in my head, but my reflection now is, what if I kept going after it? What would that look like? And that allowed me to have a positive reflection, knowing that I took some action to try and keep going. And so the thing that I want to leave with you is, as you look, you know, take a look back on your last 10 years. Do you have a lot of, what if I kept doing something? Or do you have a lot of, what if I would have? And if you have a lot of that, what if I would have, I challenge you, I really challenge you today to set a course for your next 10 years reflection. So if you're in a what if I would have state, what actions are you going to take today to get you to a place where you can be reflective on what if I kept going, or even look at, because I kept going, I am now here today. And sometimes people get hung up on, well, what does it mean to take action? I mean, I thought about it, you know, but this came in the way, or that came in the way. You know, action can be more simple than we think. So let me just leave you with some thoughts. So action for you can look as simple as, you know, you go out, buy yourself a nice new notebook, doesn't cost much, go to the dollar store if you have to, and write down all of your ideas. Here are all the ideas I have. That's one place of taking action. The next place you can do is, you can take one of those ideas. Let's say it's a business that you want to start. Do some research. First off, Google is your friend, and I cannot say that enough. But do some research on that business that you want to start, or that idea that you have. Identify what knowledge that you need to learn to execute on it. Identify where you're going to get it, when you will get it, how much it cost you to get it. These are all action steps. Another thing you could do, think about that career path that you find interesting, right? There's something that you're like, oh, I always thought, I don't know, being a marine biologist would be interesting, or whatever. Think about what that path is. Go on LinkedIn. Find somebody that has a similar job title. Reach out to them, and reach out to them just to learn more about what they do, how they got started, whatever it is. These are all very easy, easy paths to action. So take your action today. You could choose your what if path. It's either what if I kept, or which implies that you're taking some action, right? You've taken some action, you figured out some things. And I'll tell you, in my what if I kept, some of it, right, most of it, I made deliberate choices to stop doing those things, because either I lost interest, or I just found it wasn't for me. But I gave myself that opportunity to explore it. So either you're going to take the what if I kept path, or you're going to be stuck in the what if I would have path. And that path doesn't feel so great. So you've got what you need now to take action. Go and do it. Go kill it. Go crush it. So that's all that I have for you today. Have a great day. Have a great evening whenever you're listening. And I will talk to you again very, 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 very soon. Listen, the hustle can be tiring. All this ambition, all this moving, fast pace, getting it done. So what do? You surround yourself with the energy and the motivation to keep going. And you know where you find that energy and motivation? Right here on this podcast. So if you haven't already, listen, follow, share, subscribe. I'm on here every day bringing you that energy and with my special guest, bringing you the motivation that you need to keep pushing further and further into your bigger impact. If we haven't got connected already, let's get connected on Instagram. You can follow me at Candace Spears. I look forward to catching up with you very soon.